Welcome, welcome, welcome to Create, Learn, Implement podcast, aka CLI podcast with me, your host, Koyeta. This is the podcast that invites you to take bold action to become your best self while navigating the world of building a successful business. Are you a business owner that's looking to communicate more effectively with your clients and learn strategies to overcome objections? If so, then you need to join the Power Your Profit Challenge. The challenge starts on June 22nd, and you can use the link in the show notes to sign up. See you there. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. It is so hot outside, I was like drunk with sleep. Anyway, come on in, everybody. Come on in. If you don't know who I am, my name is Koyeta, and I help you build your business and increase your wealth. And reaching the right people is critical to being able to do that, especially if you exist on social media. Social media has been different, but also, it still requires you to do the same things in terms of your audience, right? It still requires you to understand and distinguish between your audience so you can know how to speak to your people, right? So that's why it's really important that you are targeted so you can speak to your right people and so that your message isn't just, being sent to the ether. When it's not directed, it has no power. When your message is not directed, it has no power, it has no effect. So when you effectively understand your target audience, you're directing it, you're giving it effect, right? So understanding the difference between your target audience and your ideal client is crucial. It's crucially effective for social media because it helps you market, it helps you market and boost your sales, right? So it helps you market and boost your sales. So without that, if it's not targeted, how do they know? How do you know who to reach? It's like going into a crowd of people and you start having a conversation. No one's gonna listen to you. No one's gonna look at you. And if they're looking at you, it's not for a good reason, all right? They're thinking this person is a little off, right? So that's why you direct your conversation. You say, Sarah. You say, Sarah, this, right? That is targeted. Going into a crowd of people and just speaking is not targeted, right? That's why we need to be targeted. So identifying your ideal client allows you to tailor your marketing efforts directly to their needs, preferences, and pain points. Needs, preferences, pain points. It has to be able to do that, right? So the target audience, so what is it? It refers to a broader group of people who may have some interest in your product or services. The broader group. So, right, exactly. So on the other hand, your ideal client represents a specific individual or individuals who are most likely to engage with your brand, make a purchase, and become loyal customers. Right? Both are necessary. But the ideal client is more specific. There is specificity in there, right? And I want you to think about it this way. Think about your family members. You have, you have your extended family members and you have your immediate family. Your extended family is still your family. They're just not your immediate family, your immediate household. So if you think about it that way, it would make a little more sense. So when you understand their motivations and challenges, you can create compelling content that resonates with them and addresses their specific concerns. So the beauty of the ideal client is you get more down into the nitty-gritty of who they are. It's not just she's between 25 and 26. She likes to go to Starbucks. No, it's more specific. When your ideal client should be so specific that you can picture them in your mind when you're speaking. It should be a set of information that is so, I'm trying to find the right word. aside from specific, but it should be so, my goodness. So basically what happens is sometimes when we're marketing our products, we're talking about our products on Instagram, you typically have this person in your brain, right? You typically have an idea of who she is, but you're going to go, a little more. It's more direct, right? Thank you. You typically have this person in your brain that you're thinking of, and then you want to take that person that you're thinking of, because everybody has one. Aunt Sally, Cousin May, Sister Sarah, like everybody has someone that they can think of, right? So when you are putting together your marketing information and your content and all, and that's what this is going to help, you know, it helps you be more direct, more targeted to that specific audience, right? So it helps you in two ways. It helps you stand out from the competition, right? It helps you stand out from the people around you, what makes you different. And it helps you build a genuine connection with your clients. It helps you build genuine connection with your ideal clients. So that's why you need to know what the difference is, because you're speaking to different issues, different problems, right? You're speaking to a different subset of people that needs what you have to offer. And the language you're going to use is going to be different. Mind you, in your following circle, there's a bunch of people. There's people that don't know they have a problem, know they have a problem and do nothing about it. And there's people that know they have a problem and want to do something about it. So you're speaking, your content is kind of speaking to all three of them as you go in through the process, right? But knowing your ideal client is going to help you stand out from your competitors and build ideal clients, okay? So when your marketing strategies are aligned, and here we go, when you know who you're speaking with, your strategies get aligned, right? They're in alignment with each other. So that's why it doesn't work to just speak generally, because who are you aligning to? It's hard to align your strategy to a general person, right? It's easier if you know them on a cellular level. I'm gonna call it that. On a cellular level, it's easier if you know them that deeply, right? Their preferences. So we're thinking psychographics, demographics, you know, their shopping habits, you know. Really breaking it down helps you get more sales, right? Because when the strategies are aligned, the marketing strategies are aligned with the needs and the desires of your ideal clients, you're more likely to see an increase in conversions and sales. There we go. You're more likely to see an increase in conversions and sales. And that's what we're in business to do. If you're not in business to make money, then, you know, what are we doing? It's not a hobby. If it's a hobby, that's okay, but then it's not about money. But your business is prospering when you're making money. That's how you're able to sustain yourself, and you're able to hire more people if you're making money, right? So that's why it's important that we take time to understand who our ideal client is, so we can refine our product and service and offer better meet their expectations, I should say. So we should better understand who they are. We should research them so we can refine our products to better meet their expectations, right? So when you're thinking about your ideal client, I want you to really get down on a deeper, more direct level, so you can understand who they are, what their needs are, and so your content then falls in line with that information. Your marketing, all pieces of any piece of your marketing, content is still marketing, right? So any piece of information that you put out there speaks directly to who they are. If you can't do that, then you're not reaching the right people. That's why I call this life reaching the right people. Those are the people you need to reach, right? Those are the people you need to reach, your ideal clients. So if you guys have any questions, please answer them. Please, I'll answer them. Listen, I think the sun has me drunk today, because I'm stumbling over my words. I'm so hot, my hair is starting to sweat out. If you guys have any questions, I will answer them. While you're doing that, I'm going to be doing a challenge. I'm going to be doing a challenge coming up. I'm going to be doing a challenge coming up. Do you guys have any questions for me while we're here? So the challenge is called Power Your Profit Challenge. I actually have not put the stuff in work to get it completed yet. But if you're interested in the challenge, just message me challenge after and I'll send you the information. So it's basically discovering how you can win the hearts and minds of your customers. So we're going to focus on four things in this challenge. It's only one day, so it's more like a workshop, but I'm using challenge. And basically it's gonna help you improve your sales language and communicate your product value effectively. It's going to help or give you strategies to cope, to overcome objections and increase your sales. And it's going to help you build customer relationships and increase your loyal customers and also understand the decision-making process. So that is going to be going down mid-June. It is called the Power Your Profit Challenge. And if you would like to be a part of that, just message me the word challenge. You can even say it right now in the in our message space here. If you'd like to be a part of that, just message me and I will get that over to you. We're gonna start mid-June. So if you are having any, you know, issues or concerns in your business concerning, you know, your messaging and things of that nature, join me. We're gonna power things up for you. All right, if you don't have any questions, thank you guys for stopping by and listening to me stumble over my words today, but thank you so much. I appreciate your time and I will see y'all same time next week. All right, take care guys, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another great episode. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, as all these things help to keep the podcast alive. Take care. Until next time.